KJAN Sports.
It's time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school wrestling around the area last night, in matches at Southwest Iowa High School, it was Missouri Valley over Clarinda 54-19. Mo Valley beating Southwest Iowa 79-0. Missouri Valley over Tri-Center 69-11. Tri-Center beat Clarinda 42-35. Tri-Center over Southwest Iowa 44-24. And it was Clarinda over Southwest Iowa 37-36. Also at Thomas Jefferson High School last night, Lewis Central down St. Albert 78-0. Lewis Central over Abe Lincoln 54-5. Lewis Central also beating Thomas Jefferson 51-24. Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 72-3. Thomas Jefferson over Abe Lincoln 50-27. And AL beat St. Albert 66-6. At East Union last night, it was East Mills winning over Bedford Lennox 46-28. East Mills beat East Union 42-33. And Bedford Lennox over East Union 36-27. Also last night, Logan Magnolia wins a match over Bishop Heelan Catholic 45-36. Woodbury Central beat Logan Magnolia 36-31. And at Southwest Valley High School, it was Mount Air over Southwest Valley 42-30. Van Meter Earlham beat Southwest Valley 72-11. And Van Meter Earlham over Mount Air 64-7. The John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament coming up on Friday and Saturday in Corning has made some adjustments to their schedule due to expected wintry weather. Schedule now looks like this. On Friday, they'll have weigh-ins in the high school gym at noon with the coaches meeting at 1 o'clock in the music room at the Activity Center. All the wrestlers and managers should go to the Activity Center gym to be marked for admission. Cheerleaders need to report to the band room in the Activity Center. Pigtails and championship first-round matches will run from 2 until 5 with the quarterfinals and first-round consolation matches from 5 until 7 o'clock. Also, weight classes 106 through 145 will be in the high school gym, and from 152 to 285, they'll wrestle in the activity center. Then on to Saturday, the weigh-ins will be held in the high school gym at noon with the coaches meeting at 1 o'clock in the music room in the activity center. Second round consolation will be from 2 to 3:30 with weight classes 106 to 145 in the high school gym and 152 to 285 in the activity center. The semifinals and third-round consolation will run from 3:30 to 5:30 with the semis in the Activity Center, consolation in the high school gym. After a short break, the consolation semifinals will be wrestled in the Activity Center at 5:45. At 6:45, it'll be the fifth and sixth place matches, and the championship and third and fourth place matches will be wrestled starting at 7:50 that evening, and all those matches will be in the Activity Center in Corning. Well, Cam won both the girls and boys games Tuesday night here on KJAN against Rolling Valley Conference rival Coon Rapids Bayard in Oneida. The Cougars took control early, jumping out to an 18-1 first quarter lead in posting a 74-34 win. Four players hit double figures for Cam as they used full court defense to create a number of easy baskets and hit 8 3-pointers. Sammy Jotty had a game-high 18 points. Zoe Baylor scored 15. Macy Tickner had 11. And Paige McAfee finished with 10 as the Cougars improved to 12-1 with that win. Now, the boys' game was close at the half, but the Cougars got a spark off the bench to overwhelm the Crusaders 52-28. Deshaun Carr scored 18 points off the bench, including 4 baskets from the arc. Both teams were deliberate offensively early on, and both had trouble scoring. It was 4-2 Crusaders late in the first quarter when Carr hit a pair of quick baskets to give Cam a 6-4 lead after one quarter, and they never trailed again, holding a 17-15 halftime edge. A 19-5 third quarter advantage put the Cougars in command. Joining Carr in double figures, Lane Speaker with 15 points for the Cougars as they improved to 5-7 on the season. Take a look at the rest of the basketball scoreboard and boys hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Kemper Catholic over Atlantic 52-51. Harlan beat Ballard 59-54. St. Albert 59-45 over Shenandoah. It was Glenwood over Red Oak 74-38. Creston beat Clarinda in overtime 62-60. Lewis Central 58-48 over Denison. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Tri-Center 53-50. Audubon over Missouri Valley 62-49. Logan Magnolia beat IKM Manning 58-38. Trainer over Underwood 76-53. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Arweva over Exira EHK 58-53. West Harrison beat Glenn Ralston 63-27. Woodbine over Peyton Sherdan 72-37. Corner Conference boys tournament play in the first round saw Sydney beat Griswold 53-30, Stanton over Essex 69-25, Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 48-44, East Mills over Heartland Christian 67-33. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 57-39, Mount Air over Lennox 78-50. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic 64-63, Ballard over Harlan 53-31, St. Albert in overtime 60-59 over Shenandoah. Red Oak beat Glenwood 61-41, Creston over Clarinda 66-34, Denison beat Lewis Central 39-37. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW, a 58-51 winner over Tri-Center. Audubon beat Missouri Valley 60-46, Logan Magnolia topping IKM Manning 60-51, Trainer beat Underwood 58-22. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK over Arweva 59-57, Glenn Ralston beat West Harrison 62-56, Peyton Sherdan over Wood 45-39. Pride of Iowa saw Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley 60-52 and Mount Air over Lennox 51-35 in girls high school hoops. Now, the Corner Conference has condensed their schedule for their basketball tournaments this week due to expected wintry weather. The semifinals for both the boys and girls games will be played tonight. Consolation and finals will be on Thursday, and all the games will be played at Fremont Mills using both the old and new gyms to accommodate the games. So the schedule for tonight in the main gym at Sydney versus Stanton in girls play, and the boys semifinal will follow. In the old gym, Griswold plays Fremont Mills in girls at 6 o'clock with the boys semifinal following. Thursday night in the main gym, the girls championship and boys championships will be held. The old gym will have the girls and boys consolation games. Top 25 men's college hoops last night saw number 3 Tennessee beat Arkansas 106-87, 4th-ranked Virginia over number 9 Virginia Tech 81-59, 10th-rated Nevada over Boise State 72-71, number 12 Kentucky beat Georgia 69-49, 13th-ranked North Carolina beating Notre Dame 75-69, number 15 Marquette over Georgetown 74-71, Buffalo, the 16th-ranked team, beat Western Michigan 88-79, Wake Forest upends number 17 North Carolina State 71-67, LSU beat number 18 Mississippi 83-69, 24th-ranked Mississippi State over Florida 71-60. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says leading scorer and rebounder Tyler Cook returned to practice Tuesday, but he's not sure if he'll play tonight at Penn State. Cook sprained an ankle in the waning moments of Iowa's win over 16th-ranked Ohio State.
He's doing pretty good. He did not practice yesterday. He's going to try to do some stuff today. We'll see how it goes.
McCaffrey says the injury is not as severe as the one that caused sophomore center Luca Garza to miss 3 games. McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes should have confidence they can win without Cook. Their first Big Ten road win at Northwestern came with Cook sidelined with a sore knee.
I would hope so. But, you know, it certainly doesn't make it easier without him. But others, you know, understand, you know, we've got, you know, two veterans that would come in, either Ryan or Nicholas. Yeah, I think it helps that we went on the road and won a game without him. But, you know, hopefully he'll play.
The 23rd-ranked Hawkeyes are 3-3 in the Big Ten. Penn State is 0-6. We'll have that game tonight, 5 o'clock start time of the pregame show, 6 o'clock tip time from Happy Valley. The Iowa State Cyclones face a difficult task tonight when they visit 8th-ranked Texas Tech. At 4-0, the Red Raiders are the only remaining undefeated team in the Big 12.
This week will make us a lot better down the stretch. I mean, it's early January. You know, this team's... We've had about 6, 7, 8 different versions of a team so far. So whenever we get the full-fledged team, we'll be good.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm there. After opening the league race 2-0, the Cyclones have dropped 2 straight.
The sky hasn't fallen. We've got a tremendous 2-week schedule here. I mean, they're all tough, both 3 of the 4 on the next on the road. But shit, you got to love that.
Prohm says he wants the players to enjoy the challenge tonight. Drake coach Darren DeVries says the Bulldogs need to improve their half-court offense with their revamped lineup. DeVries says sophomore point guard Noah Thomas is more comfortable on the fast break. Now, the Bulldogs have dropped 3 of their last 4 since losing senior guard Nick Norton for the remainder of their season.
You know, you spent 4 months developing, you know, a certain style of play, and it's a lot of it centered around him. It takes more than, you know, just a week or two to kind of get it all refigured out, because him and Noah Thomas are just so different in how they play.
Drake is on the road tonight to visit a Bradley team that's 0-4 in the Valley. Well, the next step is improved offense after the Panthers get competitive, and the Panthers hope to be more productive at home tonight against Indiana State as Northern Iowa gets set to get back in action. Both teams are 2-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference race, and head coach Ben Jacobson is concerned about guarding the Sycamores' three-guard lineup.
Because they all three do handle the basketball, they all three can put pressure on your defense and create offense for, and not just for themselves, they can create offense for the guys around them. So we're still working our way through that as to how to match up with them.
Again, that's coming up tonight against Indiana State. The 18th-ranked Iowa State women are on the road tonight in the Big 12. They'll play West Virginia. The Cyclones are 3-1 in the league race. West Virginia is 2-2 on the season entering tonight's contest. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.